This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's really hard for me to quantify, even in my own mind, just how desperate the situation is. They've already killed 64 million extra people, the UN estimates, and I agree with that number, in the last two and a half years of lockdowns. I mean, when I see a Black Lives Matter thing on television or people kneeling for it, it makes my blood boil, because the majority of that 64 million extra people that starved to death the last 32 months or so were black, were poor Africans. And so when I see some stupid leftist black supremacist strutting around telling me how the Democratic Party is great, usually 10 to 1 white liberals with them doing the same thing, literally just arrogantly posturing about how they're superior and anybody who doesn't agree with them is racist, and how the left and their big corporations put on blackface and use black people as their spokespersons, it makes me want to throw up. Because let me tell you something, I'm not some virtue signaler. I'm not some great white hope who loves the Africans because I'm so good and I want to be their saviors. Why I don't want them to starve to death. I do care about them because they're human beings and they're made by God, just like I was. But I have empathy at a subconscious, ingrained level because if they can kill them, they're going to kill me. You think they're going to kill 35 extra million Africans the last few years starving their asses to death? You think you're safe? You think any of us are safe? They're getting away with that? Let me tell you. And I don't mean just safe from being starved to death or killed. I mean God. You think God's going to sit here and watch us go along with the New World Order? Starving tens of millions of people to death, mainly children, and that God isn't going to remove the hedge of protection from us so we get run over? See, I don't fear man, and I don't fear the New World Order, and I don't fear their attacks on me. But I'm scared of God. And let me tell you, I'm real scared right now. Even though I've tried to be a good person, I can feel the judgment coming, and I just want to get to the middle of nowhere fast. My instincts are get out of here, alert, alert, evacuate. In my head is sirens, whoop, 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 whoop. And I see the arrogant judges and arrogant politicians and arrogant media, arrogant system laughing as the Titanic is sinking and they're on board. And the sirens are just whoop, whoop, whoop. Alert, alert, evacuate. Globalist self-destruct system activated. Civilization imploding in T-minus 24 months. I mean, that's on the outside if this doesn't get reversed quickly. I'm just looking around at these giant crowds of people that are spoiled, rotten, and dumbed down. White, black, old, young, Hispanic, you name it. These big megacities are time bombs. And I'm sitting here in the middle of one of the most evil cities on earth, Austin, Texas, taken over by the left. And I'm just like, man, I'm not supposed to be here. But I guess maybe I am, to try to wake people up. Woo! Man, all these people laughing at conservatives while we get persecuted, laughing at Christians while we get persecuted, laughing as our justice is taken, laughing as we get deplatformed and hurt, laughing as people starve to death, Bill Maher saying, let's depopulate. Well, Bill Maher, you go down to Africa, then you line those kids up and at least blow their head off like Joseph Mengele would do. You're worse than Joseph Mengele because you want somebody else to kill people for you. You don't actually get your hands dirty, do you? You stinking worm. I never trusted Bill Maher. He comes around a little bit because the public didn't buy in the New World Order and didn't buy in lockdowns. And he didn't like being locked up. He's at least got the common sense of that. But then he goes out in public and he sees all the poor people and he just says, man, we ought to just kill all these folks. So there's more room for pampered Bill Maher to do whatever he wants. Bill Maher, there's too many people. How about you get in your bathtub and slit your wrist? or shove a gun in your mouth and blow your brains out. I wish no harm upon you. I'm just saying, there's too many people, buddy. Go jump off a building. Show us how it's done, big man.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells of a turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Saxe-Coburg-Gotha families, which is the oldest bloodline of European bloodlines in the world, in which all European bloodlines agree are their progenitors, going back to their founder, Vlad the Impaler. Count Dracula is the recognized head of the entire dynasty.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
And so this House of the Dragon that flies the dragon banner, the Dracul, rule the planet, just like Revelation tells us, the dragon. And it's allied with the other dragon, the Chi-Coms, and its goal is feudalism. But with a high-tech overlay.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
And if you go back to the Aztecs, or the ancient Chinese, or the ancient Europeans, or the ancient Africans, everybody behaved the same. You had cycles, and you would get cycles of society building up, developing technology, agrarian systems, developing towns and cities, and then the cults take over, the high priests take over, And they always use environmental reasons for the reason that they have to dominate and demand human sacrifices and control over the public.
So the Illuminati is basically just an extension of the mystery religion system, the whole type of philosophy.
Yes, it was a way of hoarding knowledge and power to a few special people.
And how do they hoard the knowledge?
Well, when I say knowledge, some of the knowledge is pseudo-knowledge, and some of the knowledge is actually scientific knowledge, which enabled, for instance, Christopher Columbus to be certain that he could sail across the Atlantic and hit land. He was associated with the Knights Templars, which is one of these secret societies associated with the Illuminati. So you've got different types of knowledge, but some of the knowledge is actually bogus. It's just claimed so that they can get people to join whatever mystery religion they're trying to offer.
And the UN and others at the Club of Rome in the 1960s, early 1960s, said, we're going to bring back the superstition of the pagans, and we're going to teach people they're bad and teach them they're evil and teach them that they have to pay and teach them that old people have to die and babies have to be killed because there's too many people, so that we have a barbarous civilization that's the opposite of the Renaissance and Christianity, but one that is kill and be killed. And we believe this is the natural system of survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and so we're going to bring this back. And that's the real system we're transitioning to now. We hear about a transition. So they've decided to get rid of that and replace it with the old authoritarian model of barbarism that has the exact same features, no matter what color you are or where your ancestors came from. Humans act the same in these cycles over and over again.
The satanic rituals that they carry out, which are horrendous traditional rituals, blood sacrifices, requires a certain level of insanity and disassociative ability. If you were a normal, sane person and you had to participate in the higher level Illuminati rituals, you'd probably go crazy. It's absolutely essential that they maintain the bloodlines.
These are religious sacraments to these people of power over you. And they don't like the fact you're straight and strong. They don't like the fact you're good. They don't like the fact you're hardworking. They don't like the fact you want justice. They want to hurt you. They want to dominate you to fill that empty spot in their heart.
So we are getting closer to the midterms, and of course the big concern that any thinking American has is voter integrity. And I think more and more as the days go by, people are realizing there's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. There's no way that's a legitimate election in 2020. And so we learned about the Zuckerbucks. We learned about all the different shenanigans that the Democrats were up to, and now they have mobile voting vans. Check this one out. Mobile voting vans in one of the states they stole, the Democrats, that is, in Wisconsin.
What is this?
Mobile voting van.
For what? Vote for what?
Election.
What election?
What's going to come up in the next election?
For just for Racine?
State election.
Do I need my ID or anything? Do I need identification? I don't have that. Is it for mayor? What's on this ballot?
So he goes on to have a conversation. You guys can keep the B-roll going and just lower the audio. But this is real, and it is funded by Zuckerberg. And here's what they do, and we found this out from 2020, but I didn't know about the mobile van voting angle of this. But Zuckerberg and his wife take hundreds of millions of dollars on voting initiatives. And then, of course, all their voting initiatives are in areas that they know are blue areas or areas where Democrats get most of the votes. So they spend hundreds of millions of dollars and they take these mobile voting vans and they take all these different whatever they can do, because the mobile voting van isn't legal in every state. But where it is legal, they send the mobile voting vans out to Democrat areas, and they just, it's just massive vote harvesting is what it is. So Democrats go into the nursing homes to vote harvest. They get hundreds of millions of dollars from big tech companies and the Zuckerbergs to take voter drives into inner cities, and they convince everybody to vote Democrat. They take out the ballots. They tell them to vote Democrat. This is how they got tens of millions of votes in Atlanta, in Phoenix, in Detroit, in Philadelphia, and in Milwaukee. It's how they steal elections. And because Republicans are asleep at the wheel, they're probably going to do it again in the midterms.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Worldwide. We are at a crossroads, and the decisions we make now will determine where the future of humanity goes. Now, if you want a taste of the future under globalism, under corporate world government, under that tyranny, that authoritarianism, that totalitarianism, you look at COVID. You look at the COVID vaccine, and then now you look at the fear-mongering and the threats of lockdown due to monkeypox, which we know what it is, we know how people get it, and yet we're still going to act like everybody is at risk when we know that's not the case. But let's take a look at the whole picture. Think about the dangerous precedent set when a virus can be made in a lab by governments and by individual actors like Anthony Fauci, when they can make a virus in a lab and then release it onto the world, whether you think it's intentional or not. They can make a virus in the lab, release it to the world, and then say, there is a pandemic, there is a contagion, there is a virus, we have to lock down. Well, you just gave that group unlimited power. You just gave that government unlimited power, and you've now given them the actual real-world experience of executing that power to set precedent to do it to you again. And that's what they did. Then they had their vaccine. An experimental vaccine that they could never get past animal testing because it killed so many animals. An experimental vaccine that wasn't even technically a vaccine by definition, so they changed the definition of vaccine and then called it a COVID vaccine, even though it is a nanotechnology, never been used on humans before, that goes into your DNA on a nano scale and basically rewrites your immune system and can rewrite your DNA. And now we know about all the side effects. Oh, and by the way, it doesn't even stop you from getting COVID or spreading COVID. And now Biden has COVID again, they say. Biden's COVID sequel, back on the balcony, dog for company. Oh, he gives his poor dog COVID, I guess, then. Is that before or after he's biting everybody? So Biden's got COVID again, they say. Now, here was Donald Trump's response, pretty funny, on Truth Social. Joe Biden's second bout of COVID, sometimes referred to as the China virus, was sadly misdiagnosed by his doctors. He instead has dementia, but is happily recovering well. Joe is thinking of moving part-time to one of those beautiful Wisconsin nursing homes where almost 100% of the residents miraculously and for the first time in history had the strength and energy to vote, even if those votes were cast illegally. Get well soon, Joe. Joe Biden, 4 vaccines. What has he had COVID 4 times now? That vaccine's really working for Joe, isn't it? Now they're promoting the Paxlovid that they're all probably invested in, standing to make more billions of dollars, just like they all did in their COVID investments and their vaccine investments. You lose your freedoms, you lose your prosperity, you lose your future, but Joe Biden and the politicians get rich. And they gain everything. So, they make a virus in a lab. They set the precedent to lock you down with it. They lie to you about how deadly the virus is. They set the precedent to force inoculate you. Doesn't even work. And then they can come back around with monkeypox. But before we even get there, it's incredible how we're just acting like these vaccines aren't causing mass deaths. It's actually quite tragic. University student dies of joy, after hearing he had passed exams with flying colors. Okay, you read that headline. That's the first story published on Mirror, but it got picked up, and they all ran with the headline. You say, student dies of joy. What? Dies of joy. Let's actually read the story. Student Mubarak Hussein Jalil suffered a heart attack and died in the hospital after passing his exams. Oh, died from a heart attack. Died of joy, says the headline. Died of heart attack, says the medical examiner. 22-year-old college student dying of a heart attack. Does that sound normal to you? All these college students forced to take the COVID vaccine? Sudden adult death syndrome? Dozens of former NFL players dead. Dozens of former college athletes dead. All the professional soccer players keeled over on the field. Some never playing again. Professional golfers having serious side effects from the vaccines. And we just sit here and act like it's not happening? They make COVID in a lab, it kills us. They make vaccines, it kills us. But see, Fauci's mad because he wants full authority over you. He wants total control. Fauci complains that Americans will not adhere to authorities. Yes, you must bow to the great Fauci. He makes viruses in labs that kill millions of people. He lies about drug treatments to gay people that kill tens of thousands of gay people. And they all knew it at the time. They made movies all about it. Pretty famous movie came out, Dallas Buyers Club, all about Anthony Fauci killing gay people. Oh, but the lead actor in that, Matthew McConaughey, he'll come out and lecture you about guns. He'll come out and tell you how he wants to take your guns. But, oh, he does a whole movie about how the U.S. government was killing gay people, and it was Anthony Fauci doing it, and Matthew McConaughey won't say boo about that. Matthew McConaughey, silent on that, does a whole movie on it, but then can't be bothered to talk about that in the real world. He'd rather talk about how he wants to take your guns. But Fauci, the guy that makes the viruses, Fauci, the guy that promotes the vaccines, Fauci, the guy that wants total authority, I mean, this is your real life, in living color, Dr. Mangala, 2022. Except it's Anthony Fauci. And he keeps flip-flopping, too. We don't need to lock down. We need lockdowns. I never said we needed lockdowns. By the way, I need authority to lock you down. That's Fauci. The vaccines will be safe and effective. Yeah, the vaccines aren't really working. That's Fauci. He's the highest paid government employee. He makes hundreds of millions of dollars on the side, shadow money, and his pension is set to be more than $500,000 if he ever decides to retire.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right.
world government, the new world order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless new world order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells of a turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
States, of course, all Democrat states that promote homosexuality and pride in it, pride in anal sex, pride in sodomy, and they've got all their gay clubs and gay bars that they promote to, and the Democrat politicians go to them and dance and tell you how gay they are and how much they love pride. Oh, then you have a monkeypox outbreak. Oops. Whoopsie. Now, if you can't see how this is direct karma in a very cosmic sense, or in a very scientific and medical sense, that you have Pride Month and Pride Parades all June long, and then all July, what do you have? A gay STD going around called monkeypox that is pretty much 100% of the people getting monkeypox are gay. It's 99%. And then there's kids. There's a couple kids that got monkeypox that, quote, had contact with gay individuals. Children that, quote, had contact with gay individuals. So it's New York, it's Illinois, and it's California. They've declared a state of emergency over monkeypox. In New York, they're saying 150,000 New Yorkers are at risk for monkeypox. Is that the amount of New Yorkers that are having anal sex and sodomizing one another at bathhouses and at orgies? Somehow I doubt that's the case. And you know, I'm really hesitant to even show you these images because they are really disturbing and disgusting. But it's now a monkeypox pride. And it's all these gay men, a lot of them known sex workers, that promote orgy parties, gay orgy parties on their social media sites. I'm not even kidding you, folks. It was not a fun investigative research project to go look at this, but they now do these videos where they do pride and monkeypox. And I'm sorry to be gross, because like I'm even getting sick. Like, I'm not really a guy that gets squeamish, but I mean, this is pretty disgusting stuff. So you may not want to hear this, but I mean, it's dudes that show you their face. They show you where the monkeypox is. It's all around their mouth. I don't think I need to go into detail about what that is. And then in the videos where they're saying they have pride in their monkeypox, they say how it's on their mouth, on their genitals, and around their anus. Now, again, I don't think I need to explain what's going on here. It's pretty obvious. And they've done the research on these cases, and it's 99% of the cases of monkeypox are gay men that are having homosexual anal intercourse with dozens of other partners at times. And they brag about it. They put it on social media. But now they want everybody has to be in a state of emergency. Everybody has to go into lockdown because of this monkeypox virus, which is almost exclusively gay men that are having gay orgies. But see, oh, when it was COVID, everybody had to do what it took to stop the spread. Remember that? You're non-essential. Your church is closed. Your business is closed. Everything else, remember? We're all on the team. Everybody's going to have to make the sacrifice. But now that it's monkeypox and we know exactly what's going on and we know exactly what's spreading it, we're not going to discourage the gay orgies. No, 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 no. We're not going to discourage the sodomy continuing in mass. No, we're not going to. No, 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 no. We're going to promote it, and we're going to say that everybody needs to be shut down and locked down because monkeypox. But don't worry, the gay orgies must go on. Don't you see? It's pride. So let me just say it. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that you had pride parades in June in the streets, and that then you then had the pride parades in July, lining up at the doctor's offices, lining up at the hospitals, lining up at a monkeypox vaccine clinic. I think it's pretty obvious here, isn't it? No, that's not a coincidence. That's a direct result. You went around for an entire month engaging in sodomy with many men, and now you've got monkeypox. And it was all promoted by the establishment. And it was all promoted by the Democrat Party. This is horrific. If anything, see, if we were a serious country, if we were a serious civilization, we'd learn a lesson from this. And fine, we've got people out there that are atheists and okay, a separation of church and state. So we don't have to make this a cosmic thing. We don't have to say this is God punishing you. We won't go down that road. Let's just keep it medical. Let's keep it scientific. You promoted activities. You celebrated activities. You said to take pride in activities that caused the spread of a disease now called monkeypox that you've declared a state of emergency over. It's all a direct result of your actions. And we all have to suffer and we have to pretend like we're ignorant and we don't know what's going on. And so now the new fear-mongering is monkeypox is airborne. Remember, they did that with COVID. COVID is airborne. And they showed you these wild graphics, just insane graphics. Like you would cough in a grocery store and it'd climb over 15 shelves and then go through the ventilation system. And then, you know, everybody gets sick because you coughed at the grocery store. And now they're doing the same thing. Monkeypox is airborne. And it's a top trend on Twitter, probably forced in by the algorithms. And it's a bunch of these weird accounts. I don't even know if these accounts are real, but this is just the stuff that's going around getting a lot of shares. Monkeypox is airborne. Anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers don't care. It's all about their freedom. No, believe me, I'm not going to get a vaccine and I'm not going to get monkeypox. I can tell you that. And I'm not going to get COVID either. Monkeypox is airborne. Social distancing must continue. Masks must continue. This is the new normal. Oh, because you promoted your whole Pride Month. You promoted all your disgusting degeneracy. You promoted all your disgusting sex out in the streets for kids and everything. And now you've got an STD for a month long of your sexcapades. Now you've all got STDs and everyone else is to blame. It's everyone else's fault. We all have to lock down. We all have to say this is a pandemic. No, we know exactly what it is. But see, we're not a serious civilization anymore, are we? We're a clown world. And I'm not meaning to be insensitive here. People make mistakes. But can't you see we've made a big mistake? I mean, this should be the moment. It's like we've made a big mistake here. We just promoted Pride Month for a whole month. You saw how degenerative it got. You saw how sordid the activities in the streets got in front of children. Now we have a monkeypox epidemic because of it. This is where serious civilizations, societies, cultures would check themselves before they wrecked themselves. But no, 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 no. We really wrecked them, didn't we? Boy, did we wreck them. So there you go. They promote their pride. They promote their sodomy. They all get a disease. They all spread it. But now the rules change and everybody has to pay except the people that are responsible for spreading the disease. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Banana Boat sunscreen recalled due to cancer-causing chemical. And so the anti-sunscreen crowd wins again. The anti-seed oil crowd wins again.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trust anything that the Biden administration says. I obviously don't trust the mainstream media at all either. And so I'm not saying that they didn't just kill Ayman al-Zawahiri, the al-Qaeda leader. I'm not saying that that didn't happen, but I am skeptical, And there are some interesting little tidbits here that lead to my skepticism. First of all, Biden is desperate. His approval ratings are hitting all-time lows. Job approval rating, economic approval rating, I mean, just everything. Overall approval rating, everything Biden is just tanking right now. Kamala Harris is already in the tank. And so the Democrats need something to prop Joe Biden up. They need something. So, hey, let's kill a terrorist and say that Biden did it. We'll make him out to be a hero. Now, I'm not buying that for a second. Now, again, they might have actually killed him, because here's the interesting story. Well, let's flash back. This is in 2020 from the Brookings Institute. But by the way, this got covered everywhere. This is just the one I printed. From November 2020, the death of Ayman al-Zawahiri and the future of al-Qaeda. He was reported dead in November 2020. Now, when you read these stories, they admit that they can't confirm that he's dead because he hasn't been seen in years or whatever. So it was speculation that he was dead. But the headlines were reading that he was dead in November of 2020. Now, what has happened since? Well, Biden got into office, and then you had the disastrous Afghanistan pullout. And so it appears what has happened is that Zawahiri did go into hiding and was off the map. But after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which still, I mean, who knows the real story about that absolute disaster? Zawahiri was so comfortable in Kabul now that he was just hanging out. He was just hanging out doing his thing. And apparently he was seen on a balcony. And that's what led to the drone strike that killed him. As of, what was it, like maybe 12 hours ago or less? Al-Qaeda leader killed in drone strike. But then getting into the other angle of that, the story at the New York Post, Joe Biden lied about Afghan terror after Ayman al-Zawahiri's death, GOP says. Republicans say the killing of al-Qaeda kingpin Ayman al-Zawahiri raises questions about whether President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan gave the Taliban free rein to allow the terror group to use the country as a base of operations once again. Duh. But now it's Republicans like Lindsey Graham saying, see, we need to go back to war with al-Qaeda. We need to go back into Afghanistan. Boy, oh boy, these guys, they've never seen a war they didn't want you to die in. Lindsey Graham, he's never seen a war he didn't want to send your kid to die in. Sure, Lindsey, yeah, Afghanistan, Ukraine, what next? Taiwan? Where else are we going to send them? Russia? Where should we send them, Lindsey? Lindsey, where do you want to send Americans to die next, Lindsey Graham? What's your angle, Lindsey Graham? What country do you want to see Americans shed blood in next, Lindsey? You just love it, don't you? How much you got invested in the defense contractors, Lindsey Graham? So here's the deal. They obviously were tracking this guy for a while. They obviously were tracking him into Afghanistan. CIA's all over there. Give me a break. They've been tracking. The guy probably worked for the CIA. Zawahiri probably worked for the CIA. But regardless, they knew where he was probably as soon as he got back into Afghanistan. And he felt so comfortable that he's just hanging out, smoking cigars on balconies, running around thinking it's all over. I'm not being hunted anymore. And then the U.S. military, now all in the tank for Biden. And the Democrats said, we got to do something to boost Biden's approval. We got to do something. Biden needs a good headline. He's got COVID again. He's hiding. We've got a recession. Everything's tanking. The crime rates, it's just a disaster. We got to give him something. Let's kill a terrorist and give him that win. And so they go shoot him down to give Biden the approval ratings boost, and it doesn't even work. He's not going to see a single point go up in his approval ratings. Because to be quite frank with you, most people don't care about al-Zawahiri. And they can run the stories all day about the 9/11 families, and that's horrible, obviously. But most Americans don't care about al-Zawahiri. They just don't. They care about the fact the crime rates are skyrocketing. They care about the fact the education system is failing. They care about the fact that there's a recession. The energy prices are going up. That's what they care about, not al-Zawahiri and the deep state giving Joe Biden some sort of a fake victory, some sort of a fake win, like he had anything to do with the bombing of this guy. Joe Biden doesn't know what planet he's on. This is the deep state trying to give Joe Biden a win in a horrible time right now in this country's history because of his administration. But so that's what's going on. That's the bigger story. Then you have Pelosi going to Taiwan. Now, I sat and thought about this because really it's the kind of stuff that starts larger wars. Oh, Pelosi's going to fly over there and have her plane down? Tell me how that doesn't potentially start a larger war. Tell me how that doesn't seem like a giant setup. But the whole thing still screams of political theater. The whole thing still screams of geopolitical theater. The Biden administration has flip-flopped back and forth. They've said they stand with Taiwan. They've said they don't stand with Taiwan. They said their support with Taiwan would be undying to saying we don't support Taiwan at all. And then there's Pelosi. Now, is Pelosi acting as an independent actor here, wanting to go to Taiwan just for her own ego? Let's not discount that that might be the case here. Nancy Pelosi is an egomaniac. You have to understand, most of the reason why Nancy Pelosi does any of this stuff she does is for herself. She loves being the center of attention. She's probably got a whole wall of fame dedicated to herself and her giant San Francisco mansion. She just wanted to fly over to Taiwan for the photo opportunity. Do not doubt that that could be the case. In fact, that might be the highest likelihood, is that Pelosi went over there not as a geopolitical stunt, except for she wanted to go over there and be the center of attention and have her picture taken with the Taiwanese delegation. It's all about her. That's how big her ego is. That's how drunk on power this woman is. Did you see her the other day celebrating the assault weapons ban that passed in the House? It's all about her. It's all about her banging that gavel. Her saying, look at what I did. Her getting her picture taken. A new picture for her wall of fame dedicated to herself. A new picture in the front page. Now, you have to realize that's the type of ego maniac that can start a world war with their ego unintentionally by trying to make a statement flying over to Taiwan to make the story all about her. But, okay, seems like it's kind of a non-event, seems like it's kind of a non-factor. I see the stories and the Chinese military and the shuffling around and the People's Liberation Army, and I see all of it. I think what you're looking at here is a drunken, power-mad, egomaniacal freak named Nancy Pelosi who wanted to be the center of the story again and wanted to be in the photos, her photos in the papers, her photos and videos on TV, a new photo for her wall of fame in her house because she knows that she's done after this. So I really think it was a much ado about nothing, to be quite frank. I think this is Nancy Pelosi's fat head, fat, arrogant head, big ego doing this. And I think it'll probably be a come and go situation. But that doesn't take away from the seriousness of what's going on in Taiwan with China and the South China Sea and everything else. And then how's this for America's strength? Iran vows to build nukes if provoked and turn New York City into hellish ruins. So North Korea threatens us. Iran threatens us. China threatens us. Oh, but Biden got a terrorist, guys. He did it. Yeah, that's what.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered.
And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.